agenda this evening.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve our agenda. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number two, approval of our consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve our consent agenda. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number three, ordinance amending OMC 12.16.340, Appendix S regarding sewer rates. Mike?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of council. Tonight you have before you the proposed sewer rate increase that we've had in previous discussions, two workshops. There's nothing materially changed on this. I did include a graph, a little chart on the front page. Council member Brodahl wanted us to compare the medium household income of cities that are similar in size to Othello. And this is a group of cities that we use when we do recruiting and civil service and to run statistics and so on, and comparables with other cities. These are the same cities we use for those issues. So it gives you an idea of where Othello stands with, in terms of its median income. And then attached to the agenda item is the proposed ordinance that will change the sewer rates. This is a 3-year increase. It starts in 2010 and it'll go on through 2012. Are there any questions?
At some point in time, we're going to be required to spend a lot of money on our sewer system. The Department of Ecology at some point in time is going to say we're unable to have the same system that we have now, even though it is a fantastic system. And when that time comes, we're going to need some help from the outside, from matching funds of some sort. And we have to show that we are working toward that. And what is our reserve in that fund at this time?
At the end of this year, it's just about $1.5 million at the end of 2009. And then our proposal is to transfer another $500,000 at the end of 2010, so we'll have just a little over $2 million in reserves.
Which sounds like a lot, but when you start talking about going to the next level, it's probably about 10% of what it's going to cost to do that. So that is pretty much the reason for this, is to put away money for the rainy day when Department of Ecology tells us we need to go to the next step.
And I think it's important too to as a reminder that if we do have to build a new mechanical facility in the future, in order to get any kind of funding, we have to show that we have been raising our sewer rates to a level that will allow us to maintain that facility after it's built. And plus, of course, having enough reserves for the city's share of whatever kind of funding it would take to build the facility.
Sustainability.
Yes.
Questions? Discussion?
So, Mike, we're talking about a $2 per month increase?
That's correct, yes. $2 each year for 3 years.
Mark? know you got a question.
I'm just, what this doesn't show is what we presented before, is that our sewer rates are some, one of the lowest in the state.
That's correct.
And off the cuff, I'm not interested in increasing the sewer cost to my constituents 10% a year for the next 3 years. However, it totals it from $19, I think, to $25, and it's still such an excellent value, and it precludes us from borrowing more money when we do have to do this project. So on that basis, and it's so close to Christmas, I'm not going to fight it.
I would accept the motion amending OMC 12.16.340 Appendix S regarding sewer rates as presented.
I so moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number four, amendment to the agreement with Adams County Water District number one for wastewater treatment.
Good evening. You have before you an agreement, actually an amendment to the agreement. It's amendment number eight to the agreement with Adams County Water District number one. I'd like to review the process of the contract with you for just a minute because Water District number one is not here tonight. I don't see them. The process in our contract says if we're increasing a rate, and in this case a sewer rate, city must notify the district 30 days in advance of adoption. We completed this on October 28th of this year. We sent them the notification letter. The second, and then last Tuesday, December 8th, a personal phone call was made to Water District number one, inviting them again to this meeting. And they had accepted, and they were faxed a copy of what you have in front of you. The second item on the in the contract identifies that the City Council and District Commissioners will meet to reach an agreement, and the meeting was set for tonight. As you know, in the past, they don't meet. They just give their concurrence to the Council that they will meet and agree to it. So tonight, since they are not here, we're asked that you address the resolution amendment number eight to the agreement between Adams County Water District and the City of Othello for wastewater treatment. And if you adopt it tonight, we will send it on to the Adams County Water District number one, and their meeting is scheduled for December 18th, upon which time they'll take action on it. I don't suspect, after talking to their administrator, that there'll be any disagreement with this. At least she explained that to me on the phone, but she does not, she's not a commissioner, so she doesn't vote. But she did tell me that she thought commissioners would agree to it. So if you would adopt the ordinance tonight, staff will send it on to the Adams County Water District, and they'll meet on the 18th, and we'll notify you of their acceptance or not.
Questions? I would accept the motion to approve the eighth amendment to the agreement with Adams County Water District number one establishing sewer rates.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item number five, re-enrollment agreement with AWC Workers' Compensation Retrospective Pool Program.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The City Council authorized a contract with the Association of Washington Cities Labor and Industries Compensation Retrospective Pool Program, which we know as AWC Retro Program, in 2004, and we've renewed it annually since that time. The Retro Pool Program provides third-party administrators of the city's LNI claims through their contractors, Sedgwick Claims Management Services, Inc. Sedgwick also provides other services to us as part of this agreement, such as CPR first aid classes, hearing tests, the accident prevention program, and accident prevention, safety, and loss control services. We are part of a pool of members, and our annual fee to AWC is pulled together for claims management. The fee for AWC Retro Pool Program is 6.5 of the city's LNI premiums of the previous year. We estimate that will be $5,500 for 2010. The pool members can then receive refunds if the pool performance is good, and opposite, we could be assessed a penalty if the pool's performance is beyond the members' premiums. The city did receive a reimbursement in 2005, 2006, and 2008, and we expect to have a refund in January of 2010. I explained that the annual fee will be approximately $5,500, and we do charge that to the different funds, the general government fund, planning department, public works, and the police department. Staff does recommend that the council continue to be members of the AWC LNI Comp Retro Pool Program, and ask that council authorize re-enrollment for 2010. Other questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to reauthorize the retro program with the Association of Washington Business Cities?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number 6, re-enrollment in public safety testing agreement.
Thank you. The City Council first authorized the contract with public safety testing in 2004, and we did renew a 3-year contract in 2006. Public safety testing provides physical and written tests for civil service entry-level police officers for the city. This has proven to be a successful program for recruiting entry-level police officers. It is less expensive than the city staff providing the physical and written tests, which we estimate that could be approximately $3,000 per test. They have a menu of services to pick from and are a great resource for civil service. The annual fee for us is $980 per year for the 3-year subscription, although we could save approximately $250 for the first year. We receive candidates' test scores throughout the year and have held 4 sets of oral interviews annually. $1,000 was budgeted for this contract fee in 2010, and we would assure that it is requested for the next 2 years if the 3-year contract is authorized. Public PST, or that's how we know them, they have a very informative website that we direct a lot of our candidates to, and this will provide them the information on how to test, how to prepare for the tests, and there's multiple sites and dates that they can choose from for the testing. The cost is $900 annually for the 2011 and 2012, although there is a savings for 2010, and that cost is $730. That amount was appropriated in the city budget. Staff recommends that the council approve the 3-year subscription agreement with public safety testing. Thank you.
Any questions? Looks like this is a real money saver here, and it's pretty successful so far. So I urge council to adopt this 3-year program. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the 3-year subscriber agreement with public safety testing.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the 3-year subscriber agreement with public testing. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thanks, Debbie. Item number seven, I'd like the council to consider canceling our December 28th meeting. It just kind of comes at a tough time during a busy time. And I think if we have the consensus of the council, we'll just cancel the December 28th meeting.
I'm for it.
Is that a motion by Tim?
We have to have a motion for this?
Yeah.
We do, okay. I'll make a motion then.
A second.
Been moved and seconded that we cancel the December 28th meeting. Discussion?
Sure, we got our work all done?
I think we're caught up, yeah. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Motion carries. Item number eight, recognition to outgoing elected officials. Councilman Brodahl couldn't be here tonight. I'd like to give some history on Eleanor. She is, this is the plaque that she will get in recognition of your commitment to the citizens of Othello from 1994 to 2009. Councilman Brodahl was appointed to the council to fill an unexpired term in October of 1994. She was reelected in 1998 and again in 2002 and once again in 2006. Councilman Brodahl served on the following committees, the Adams County Networking Committee, Adams County Economic Development Committee, Adams County Solid Waste Advisory Committee, Auditing Committee, Budget Committee, Capital Improvements Planning Committee, City Hall Interior Decorating, Family Policy Network, Insurance Review Committee, Judicial Committee, Fire Chief Selection Committee. We would like to thank Eleanor for her service to our community. And she couldn't be here tonight, but she wanted me to read this. To all the citizens of this great community, it has been both a privilege and an honor to serve the people of Othello as a council member. I want to thank all of you who have encouraged and supported my efforts. While I will no longer sit on the council, I will be actively participating in issues that affect the lives of all of you. Thank you, Eleanor Brodahl.
Given to the city. city in many ways as a public servant. We want to thank him for his dedication and wish him more success in the future endeavors. Thank you very much.
Before I sit down, I'd like to say a little bit more about Shannon. You know, what makes our community is people that are willing to give their time. You know, and we have a lot of people here that do that. And because of you, this place is a better place for us to live in. And I really want to encourage people in the community to get involved in things. You know, I'm excited about new council members coming on, but I'd love to see a couple of people running against them. Because that gives us a choice. And that's the privilege in our nation, is we have a choice. And we have the privilege to vote for people to come into places, into offices and stuff. So, you know, I want to encourage the citizens, get involved, and you'll get what you want out of your community here. And thank you again, Shannon.
Yeah, thank you. I would like to thank the community for allowing me to have this position for the last 4 years. I've lived here my whole life, and Tim said, I spent 12 years on the school board and 2 on city council, and then almost, 4.5 years as mayor. And I'm here because I want to make Othello even though it's the greatest place on earth, it can always be better. And I think it's, and I'd also like to thank the council for being financially prudent with the taxpayer dollars and putting the city of Othello in a enviable position at this time fiscally. They've been a good steward of taxpayer dollars, and the reserves in all of our accounts and the financial condition that the city of Othello is in right now is because of this council. And they've done a great job, and the new council members, we look forward to bringing some young people up here and letting them take part in this beautiful process here. I'd also like to thank the staff, Debbie, Mike, all of the everybody in the office for helping me. They make my job pretty easy, especially our city manager, Eamon Sheldon. I think we have the best city manager in Eastern Washington, and he's made this job easy for me. And so with that, I guess we'll go on to the next item on our agenda. Item number 9, oath of office for the incoming councilman. And we need to add Ken Kaler to that. We don't, you know, consider him new here, but we kind of omitted him off the list, but he's on the list, so.
Mayor, if they could come down to the front for the oath.
And laws of the United States.
And
impartially perform and impartially perform and discharge the duties and discharge the duties of the office of City of Othello, of the office of City of Othello, council position number and insert your number, council position number one, according to law,
according to law,
to the best of my ability,
to the best of my ability.
Item number 10, unfinished business. Item number 11, new business. I'd like to, this is a mayor announcement, but I'd like to get a concurrence of the council. Our current insurance deductible is $5,000 for property and $5,000 for auto. This has been our deductible for the last 3 years. Our only other options are $1,000 or $25,000. If there are no objections, I'd like to keep it at the $5,000 level. The reason I'm bringing it up right now is because we need to notify WCIA this week and just let them know that we're going to continue as we have been, if it's okay with council.
So I'll do that.
Okay, with that, we'll adjourn the meeting. There's cake and coffee and punch and everything right over here, so.